The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome in, changing it up here. We got the David Roddy Show, as you heard, presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. And boy, the Paradise Jam MVP, David Roddy. The Rams are 6-0. They had an unbelievable comeback the other night against Northeastern to get this job done. David, my goodness, so much has changed since the last time we chatted with you, my friend. First off, congratulations to you and your entire team on one heck of a tournament.
Thank you, Brady. Yeah, it's feels like a long, long time since I've been back on the show. So, I'm super, super glad to be back and super excited to share a ton about this Paradise Jam.
Oh, man. I've been to St. Thomas before, but I went there to vacation. I didn't have to work like you did, man. And you were putting in the work, my goodness, just absolutely lighting it up. But we'll get into the games in a moment. What was it like? Did you guys get to experience much of the island? I mean, what was that like on that side of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, that was the first time I visited St. Thomas as well, and it just took your breath away. The views, the sunshine, the nice weather, it was amazing. So, the first day we got there, I think we had to practice that first day, but we just took sightseeing. We stayed at an amazing hotel, the Ritz-Carlton. Thank you so much to the Ram donors and everybody who, helped us out on that. But, we had a beachside view. Every time I opened my curtains, there was just an amazing view of the ocean. So I couldn't complain about that. And then, we had business to take care of. And then, after we took care of business, we spent the morning going on the beach and everything.
Man, how do you stay focused? I mean, you guys, and again, I really want to ask that question. How do you stay focused, especially in that final game of the tournament? But did you find that difficult at all, or was it pretty much basketball in the mind as usual? I mean, that, to me, I was thinking about that. Man, it's such a beautiful spot, completely different than where you guys normally play, both home and on the road. How hard was it to stay focused?
For our team, it really wasn't that hard. We have a great group of guys in the locker room and great coaches, just keep reminding us like, hey, this is still a business trip. We can enjoy the sights, but don't, stay out too long or don't, go in a hot tub before the game because that'll, zap your energy. So, we really took that serious, and I feel like that is definitely one of the cornerstones to our success down there because, we're focusing on the game, and as soon as the games were over, we had as much fun as possible.
David, tell us about what was this issue when you guys were practicing? The lights went out. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. There was this high school about 5 minutes away from our hotel, and we had a practice there after our second game, after our first game. So the day before Creighton, we get there. It's nice and AC and everything. We initially had a practice there earlier before, and the lights were working, the AC was on, and it was a really nice gym, actually. And then the second day we went there, the first 5 minutes, it cuts off. And I'm pretty confused. I'm like, oh, someone just turned off the lights, and it'll be back on. And then we finished our walkthrough, which takes about 10 to 12 minutes, and it's still not on. And I was like, so is someone going to turn the lights on, or are we just going to practice in the dark? So, we basically practiced, with no lighting. It was just, sunlight coming through one glass window. We could see enough to shoot and everything and get our work done. But again, it's just, it's just fighting through adversity. That's what this team has done, for my 2.5 years here already. So, I'm just super proud of my team for staying focused and locked in and also just, having a good practice with no lights and no AC.
Well, I mean, you got to be thinking, too, if we can make baskets in the dark, we can make baskets in a real game with lighting, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was feeling a rhythm, so that definitely helped.
You absolutely were, my man. Let's go back. Take us to the beginning of this tournament. You guys, to start this thing out going up against Bradley, you guys are down at the half. And then you just, it's like that never happened. You go up, win big, 45-33. You drop a little 30-point game, 9 rebounds. You went into takeover mode. We just continue to see you do that.
Yeah, Bradley is a great opponent. They're very, very sound defensively. They get out in transition as well. They're going to be a sleeper pick for sure in the Missouri Valley. Everybody's going to have to earn their wins against them. So, you know, kudos to Bradley and that program. You know, for us, you know, we just kind of came out, I feel, a little bit too aggressive without as much discipline as we usually have and control of the game. You know, we were, you know, frustrated that our three-pointers weren't going in, so we try to, you know, take it on one-on-three or one-on-four early in the game. So, and that's not efficient, and it's not, you know, you can't hold that for too long. So, you know, so only scoring 21 points and a half was definitely frustrating, but, you know, going into the half, we knew exactly what we needed to fix for the second half. So we were really, really calm in the locker room, and we understood that, you know, hey, you know, they're playing great, and we're not playing so great, and, you know, it that won't happen for 40 minutes. So let's just take this next 20 minutes and play, you know, as hard as we can, and, you know, land on 2 feet in the paint and get kick-out threes and everything. So, you know, again, it was just an amazing comeback, an amazing, amazing game.
We got the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza talking about the Paradise Jam. We'll get into more of the games, to more of these details. But you said it. There was a calmness in that locker room at halftime. What was that like? Can you take us even deeper into that? How much can you tell us? Because Nico Medved, we know how much respect you guys have for this coach. And we know if he needs to, he can get fired up. But you're saying, hey, no, more or less, these are calm, cool, collected conversations we're having at halftime.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're an experienced team. We're a veteran team. So, you know, in those certain types of situations, you know, it's early in the tournament. You know, we just got down there from, I mean, a 12-hour travel day and everything. So, you know, that isn't an excuse, but it's definitely a factor into, you know, the way that a team could come out flat. You know, and that's, you know, Coach Medved is very understanding about that. But, again, you know, he challenges us. He's like, hey, you know, let's just do what we do. Let's do what we've been practicing every day since June. You know, land on 2 feet in the paint, get kick-out threes, and then get stops and push it in transition. You know, that's usually, you know, our game plan for almost every single game, unless there's, like, a completely different playing style for the other team. But, you know, we just focus on what we do and try to do it, you know, at a great level. So, you know, he just challenged us at halftime, like, hey, you know, let's just land on 2 feet. You know, try to score in the paint, and if not, let's just kick out for the three, and then get back on defense and guard. So, you know, Coach is a really good guy and can adjust on the fly as well. But, you know, during that game, we just had to do what we did, you know, ever since June.
And then we move on to the Creighton, and this is Creighton Blue Jays, man. I mean, I think they're 4-1 or 5-1 or something like that. That's their record right now. You must have thought you didn't like 30 points, so you said, no, I'm going to put up 36. 7-10 from the three-point line, man. Was that the game you had the craziest spin move at the free throw line that I've ever seen, or was that the Bradley game? It's absolutely nuts, man.
I think that was the Bradley game. Yeah, Bradley game.
Dude, how did you feel after that play? If I played high school basketball, if I could have ever done anything close to that move, I would have been so cool, man. That was pretty sweet.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was just an adjustment, right? I think they went zone two possessions before that, so you know, they just kind of wanted to limit the drive as much as possible. But you know, when I'm in the middle of the zone, you know, I've been doing this since I was, I think, 11 years old. I love when they go zone because it opens so much up, you know, for me as well as my other teammates. You know, just basically when I catch the ball on the elbow and there's two wings on the side and there's one big man. So it's basically I catch the ball and there's 40% three-point shooters all around the three-point line. So everybody has to fan out and be ready to, you know, contest a three-point shot. And then that just leaves me in a one-on-one situation. So, you know, the seven-footer kind of had slow feet, so I just used it to my advantage, and it worked.
Well, look at you, and I love it, too. Talking about your teammates, how much of a weapon that is to know, okay, if I do get doubled up here or defense is too tight, I got weapons surrounding me that I can dish this ball out to. So that's got to be nice to have in the back of your mind, too.
Oh, man, it's amazing. And it's an extremely tough thing for, you know, other people to scout. I think back to even the halftime buzzer beater that I had against Creighton. I mean, that was completely on Isaiah Stevens, you know. You know, I think it was number four or one of the point guards for Creighton, you know, reached a little bit on my screen. And then I, you know, popped to the other, you know, three-point line. And, you know, they attacked for a little bit, like just one dribble, hesitation, and attacked, and that sucked sucked in my guy even more, so he just kicked it out to me. So, again, it's just like, you know, so many weapons that you know, people have to account for, and it opens up so many things.
We talk about, obviously, what you and Isaiah can do. I mean, Isaiah, even if he's not lighting it up on the scoreboard, he has so many different things that he brings to the table. And, you know, I can't believe he had 11 assists in that game and no turnovers. I mean, those are just crazy numbers. Obviously, what you're doing is crazy. So you two leading the way, and then the bench is there. You have a lot of depth on this team.
Yeah, it's amazing. The amount of players that stepped up in this tournament. You know, I can literally name everyone from Adam Thistlewood, John Tanjay, you know, Chandler Jacobs, you know, had amazing defensive intensity, you know, when we needed it. Jalen Lake hitting huge shots, you know, Deshaun, you know, having that 20-point game that he did, and even getting those offensive rebounds. It's just been crazy to, you know, James Moores as well, on the defensive end, just being so intimidating. You know, it's just been a culmination of a ton of hard work, and, you know, over the past 2.5-3 years, and, you know, it's definitely paying off in short spurts, and hopefully we can, you know, continue that.
It's the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Great locations in Fort Collins. They have one in Loveland, too. And we'll get into some details about that. David, let's go to the big one here. The championship game in the Paradise Jam. You guys are down 36-20 at the half. At one point, you got down by 20 points in this one with like 17 minutes left in the game. What is going on? Coach Medved gets a tech. I don't know how often I see that. But what's going through your mind at this point? Are you thinking, oh, business as usual, we're going to make this comeback?
You know, that was the ending thought before, you know, before we made the comeback, yes. But, you know, there was prior thoughts of, you know, what is going on, and a lot of frustration within myself and just the situation. You know, Northeastern's a great team. You know, they're a tournament team as well, and you know they have a lot of size as well. I think everybody was above 6'5". So, you know, it was a different matchup. They defend the ball really well, and you know, struggling offensively, but they played really, really well, and they scored the ball. You know, because, you know, our defensive intensity was not there. I can say that myself. My defensive intensity was not there at all in the beginning of the game. So, you know, it really just, you know, we just had to do some soul searching at halftime. You know, the halftime talk of Bradley was the complete opposite of Northeastern. I would just say that. You know, coach looked us all in the eye and challenged each and every one of us to, you know, step it up on the defensive end and you know, take control of the game and impose our will. So, you know, again, kudos to coach, because he does those, you know, challenges at the right time, and that definitely was the right time to do it.
Boy, it just seems like his timing with all that, like you said, maybe didn't need one of those speeches against Bradley, but maybe you needed that little push. And man, a couple of minutes in, we're still kind of shaky, right? You're down 20, and then something clicks for you guys. The defensive intensity was skyrocketing. But as I was watching, David, I looked at it and I felt like there was this calming force taking place over the offense. It was weird. And you could just see the life being zapped out of Northeastern. So did you guys kind of feel like calm and collected on the offensive side? Because you were getting after it on the defensive side.
Yeah, you know, defense leads to great offense. So, you know, that's really the only thing that was going on through my mind and, you know, hopefully the rest of the team's mind at that time was, you know, hey, we're going to pick up and we're really going to make them, you know, make them score on us, you know, instead of just allowing them to get into their offensive sets and you know, allowing a guy to just dribble up the floor comfortably and everything. So, you know, kudos to John Tanjay, Chandler, and Kendall for picking up, you know, full court for most of the second half. You know, they impacted their offense as much as, you know, as much as they could. And, you know, we got defensive stops and defensive rebounding as well. I think that was another struggle in the first half. You know, they had really physical bigs down there that could get, you know, wedge you into position and get an offensive rebound. So, you know, we focused on rebounding and getting out in transition. And, you know, once we get out in transition, that's when we start getting rolling. You know, just hitting transition threes or, you know, getting and ones and getting to the free throw line is the biggest thing. So, I mean, as soon as we did that, I mean, we had a few transition threes, and then they would score, and then, you know, we wouldn't give up, and we would, you know, go back down and get an and one. And then, you know, once the score was at like 13, I believe, We cut it to 13 or 10. I knew just the trend of the game. I was like, yeah, we're in a rhythm now, and we're going to win this game.
What is that like, though, to be down by so many, to get down by 13 or so, and then something in the back of your head goes, okay, this is Rams basketball. This is where we're supposed to be. What's that like, knowing that, you know, you just feel it? You're down 13 still, but you're seeing it on their side. You're feeling it on your side. You know you're getting ready to win this crazy basketball game.
Yeah, it's just, I will try my best to put it into words, but I think it's just the togetherness of the team, you know. Our team came down my freshman year. We were down 19 at Laramie. We were down 26 at San Diego State, and then we were down 20 against Northeastern. So we've been in those. Oh, even UNLV last year.
Yeah.
I think the second game we were down 13 with 6 minutes left. So, you know, just we've been in that situation before, and we've prevailed as well. So, you know, it was nothing new to us. We were on a roll. And it's just, yeah, it's a calming sense. We're never overhyped for a play, and we're never too down on a play. We always want to try to keep it as neutral as possible. So, you know, just going into those timeouts and just understanding, like, hey, you know, we have this next 4 minutes. Let's just focus on getting as many stops as possible. Like, forget about offense for a second. Let's just get as many stops as we can as possible, because once we get out in transition and run our offense, we know what's going to happen. We're going to score at a high level. So, you know, it's just an amazing feeling. I've never been this comfortable with a team, you know, whether we're up 20 or down 20. You know, we're always in a game, which is a great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's outstanding. And again, there were so many people on Twitter, David, they were all over, that were like, yeah, I never doubted this team, because you guys have done it so much. You've done it against some great teams too. So again, that was a blast to watch. What was it like for you? First off, you and Isaiah both on the all tournament team, and then for you to get the MVP of this tournament, you were absolutely lights out, man.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you know, it was an amazing experience. You know, it was a great honor as well, you know, to get that. But I mean, I can't get that award without, you know, everybody else doing their job as well. So, you know, I look at those things as team awards as well, because, you know, they put me in a position to score, and you know, coach draws up the right plays and everything to get me the ball. So, I mean, it's you know, me and Zay getting on that all-tournament team is just a, you know, reflection on, you know, how great the team did.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It was a blast. The whole tournament was great. And then to cap it off in such a way, I was reading second largest comeback in Colorado State Rams history. I mean, that's got to, so much history continues to happen with this group. It's such a blast.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't get any more of those largest comebacks. We don't want any more of those. We have the first and second now, so we're done with largest comebacks. Hopefully we can just take care of business early, but you know, again, it's just been a blast with all these guys and all these coaches. You know, spending time with them and getting to know them a lot more and their families as well. It was just an amazing experience overall. And you know, to put that hat on and it says champions, it's definitely a great feeling that I definitely want to, you know, strive to feel again later this season. And you know, we just, you know, again, take it day by day to get there.
Now, again, congratulations to you, this basketball team, Coach Medved, the coaching staff. Man, I can't say enough. I love all of you guys. You're fantastic. It's great to watch. And you feel this environment, don't you? I mean, I was feeling it through Twitter for you guys, just looking at everybody posting. Aren't you just feeling it? And again, when you get in front of that crowd on Saturday at Moby Arena, you're going to feel it to like triple, quadruple so, man. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. I mean, even down in the Paradise Jam, you know, there's a bunch of people there cheering for us. And, you know, I think we were one of the top crowds there, you know, us in Creighton. So, you know, it was just an amazing feeling, you know, just to have that, you know, small venue, but it's very, you know, intimate with the fans, where you can feel their energy and they can feel ours. So, you know, just the Moby is going to be, you know, I'm just super excited to get back in there. And you know, after that run that we had, and again, you know, play another in-state school. So, yeah, I'm super, super excited for that.
Yeah, I'm going to be there Saturday, my friend. I'm sitting next to Steve Ivey, the basketball king there. So that'll be a blast to watch a game with him. David, we're going to do a fun segment. Our first time doing this. Next segment, we're going to do a kind of a get-to-know David Roddy thing. We've got a ton of people on Twitter and the text line throwing questions at us for you. So I hope you're ready for that.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to get to know David Roddy coming up next. This is the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Man, the best pizza. I'm telling you, David and I were there a couple weeks ago. It's fantastic. We'll talk more about that later on. This is the David Roddy Show, again, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You can win $1,000 with KFKA's Cash for Christmas. Go to 1310kfka.com for contest details.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310kfka.
Welcome back. It's the David Roddy Show. Oh, where are we going there? It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, we got David back on, right? We still got David. David, are you ready for this, man? We want to switch it up a little bit. We want to talk basketball, obviously, all the time. But I want our listeners to get to know you a little bit more. I think that would be a lot of fun. So are you rolling with me on this? You ready?
Yes, I'm 100% ready.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for Getting to Know David Roddy. Oh, great. That's perfect music. You pot it down a little bit there. Getting some questions here for you. David, let me get to this one first. Let me see. Oh, what is your favorite sport to watch outside of basketball?
Favorite sports to watch is definitely football. You know, I love college football as well as NFL football, so...
College football. Well, and of course, David, we know that you did play football at one point. We've heard that on a few broadcasts before.
Oh, just only a few. You know, every 8 minutes of a live broadcast they mentioned. So
I love it because just when I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, because I forget, I have a short memory, I will go, wait a second, did David play another? And then boom, they'll hit it. So we can absolutely get to it. So I love it. It's great. It's fantastic.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Max saying, what would have been his dream college if he chose football over basketball?
That's a great question. You know, I grew up a Penn State fan. You know, because you know my dad's from Pittsburgh, and you know over that area. As I grew up as well, you know, I'm in Big Ten country, so you know Ohio State and Minnesota would be, you know, two great places to play as well. I would say those, yeah, definitely just Big Ten country. You know, just in that atmosphere, definitely would be a fun place to play.
Yeah, that's a good question. You're right. This one's from 3 Ram Knight. I love the nicknames, too. People bring your nicknames to the show. It's a lot of fun. Hey guys, I know Roddy played a lot of football. Oh, there we go. A lot of football growing up. I also heard he didn't start playing basketball until late in high school. Is that, first off, is that true?
No, I played basketball since I was like 4 years old. I don't know where he got that from.
This is what this show's about. I didn't think that seemed right. We're dispelling rumors, man. Isn't it great?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, no worries.
All right. Well, so the question was, when did you start playing basketball? So you said, like, what was the age?
Yeah, it was about 4 or 5. The first organized basketball league that I played in was just an in-house local league when I was in first grade. And my brother was in second, so I played with him all the time. The funny story is actually I used to miss so many wide-open layups because I would be laughing. So, like, I would have a breakaway layup, and I would miss it because I would just be laughing. I would just be having so much fun.
That right there, isn't that pure joy of the game? That's when you know you absolutely love the game.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's all. I have to ask your mom about that next time. That's a great story. I bet your family just loved that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they kept making fun of me though sometimes, but you know, they always love it, and they always saw that love for basketball at an early age.
David, we got another one here for you. Favorite musician?
Oh, that's really tough. Which genre? I'd say throwbacks. I would definitely say just Michael Jackson. Grew up around, you know, Michael Jackson a ton. I still listen to him today. You know, pop, I would probably say Post Malone so far. You know, he's a kind of country. That's like the farthest I'll go in country music. And then rap right now, I would say, you know, I love Drake. Drake's definitely my favorite so far right now. That's who I'm listening to the most. So, yeah, I'd say those three.
Those are good. Those are good. This one from Rory. Best current TV show?
Best current TV show. Wow. I don't watch too much TV. I watch stuff on Netflix. Man.
All right, so you're not watching any of like the series? Well, let's broaden it. Not current TV show. Just favorite TV show of all time.
Favorite TV show, man. I would say, you know, growing up, it was Everybody Hates Chris, for sure. Coming home after school
was it was
just always on. You know, it was just be like a 16-hour marathon of them. So I definitely watched those. You know, I still watch SpongeBob to this day because I love laughing at Patrick.
Who doesn't, right? I mean, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's still good.
It's hilarious. And you know, I usually watch kid shows, and like there's a bunch of like jokes that went over my head as a kid, and I laugh at them today.
All right, this one. Since we're almost there, Thanksgiving. Best Thanksgiving side and dessert.
Side and dessert. Wow. Okay. Let me see. Side, I would say, you know, I'm a mashed potatoes guy. I used to be a mashed potatoes guy a lot as a kid. It has a deep reverence in my heart for that. You know, mac and cheese would probably be the country's favorite. I just heard an NFL player actually just said, like, mac and cheese isn't allowed at Thanksgiving. And I'm like, yeah, you're crazy. dessert, I would say, man, I think it was just apple pie and ice cream. That's really you can't go wrong with that. So I would definitely say those two.
So what does Thanksgiving look like for you now then, of course, because you guys play on Saturday. You getting family around? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so basically the tough part about college basketball is that we don't get to go home for Thanksgiving. So we just spend it with the team. You know, tomorrow we'll have a practice. I hopefully think Coach will, you know, supply us with, you know, food, or we'll go over there and have a Thanksgiving meal or something of that nature. But, you know, usually we're, you know, in a tournament or, you know, on the road or something like that. So I haven't really celebrated a true Thanksgiving ever since I got to college, but – you know, it's just a part of the deal.
Yeah, I suppose you just kind of adapt, right, as part of the college basketball scene.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not too sad about it. You know, I just spend it with my teammates and my friends. So, you know, at least I'm spending it with somebody.
Well, and like you said, I mean, when you're laughing, going down the court making layups, you love basketball so much that, I mean, you're not going to be unhappy because you're getting to do what you love.
Right, yeah. Doing what I love at the school I love.
I got another last one for you here. And again, we love these, and I'll save them too if we don't get to them for next week. And we want to keep doing this. This is a lot of fun. And maybe we'll theme them too. You know, like we'll pick out like some crazy questions that have something to do with, you know, around the holiday season, whatever, New Year's. We'll have some fun with this one.
Yeah.
All right. Have to ask him. This one from Cams. Have to ask him, where is his go to in the Twin Cities for Juicy Lucy's?
Yeah, there's Juicy Lucy's.
Okay.
Let's see. The only one, I think I saw that tweet earlier, actually. It was a great question. I did go to the Nook. So the Nook is a super, super small restaurant in St. Paul. I went to the one across the street from Crete and Durham Hall. It's actually crazy. This is so crazy that he asked that question. So basically, the Nook is a upstairs. It's like there's a bar area, and it's just burgers and fries and everything. And then downstairs is actually like a bowling alley, and it's like super, super old. Looks like 1940s, and there's just, you know, small pins and everything. And so you can have a great burger as well as bowl. So, you know, I went there with, you know, some of my high school friends from Creighton. So, yeah, it's just super crazy that he would ask that question. And, you know, but the Nook is the only one that I've been to out of all of those. So I'll definitely have to venture out more into Minneapolis and get to those places.
Well, if I'm ever there, I'm writing it down. So I got to check that place out. Last one for you. I think I asked you what your favorite sport was. What's your favorite sports team outside of CSU?
Favorite sports team? Oh, it's tough. I'd say on the football side, I'm a Vikings fan and as well as a Steelers fan. You know, my dad's from Pittsburgh, so growing up and watching, you know, one team have success in the Super Bowl would be, you know, a great thing. Watching in 2010 or 2009 that they won. And then, you know, the Vikings, you know, I've been to a bunch of games in the Metrodome as well as, you know, US Bank. So you know, hopefully they can, you know, turn it around. They beat the Packers last week, which is, you know, a great thing as always. So hopefully they can keep that going.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, they're right in the thick of it. So do you and Coach talk a little football once in a while? Because I know he's a Vikings fan too.
Yeah, me and Coach, you know, usually, you know, on the Monday practices, I usually, you know, say something about the game. I don't watch it too much as there's, you know, so much going on right now. But, you know, I update the scores and I just, you know, have a talk with them about it and, you know, current QB situation and offensive things and everything. So, you know, the Vikings have been in a lot of close games, and some of them we won, some of them we lost, and the ones that lost, they really hurt.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I know. Hey, Broncos fans, we're in a weird spot here. We got a big one coming up against the Chargers. David, we'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up with you on the other side. Let's start looking forward at what's ahead for the Rams. See if you guys can keep it rolling. As you said, a local matchup coming up this Saturday. That was fun, though, man. Appreciate you rolling through that. You had no idea what was coming, so I appreciate you just kind of rolling with the punches there.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'd love to do that even more.
All right, we'll get to more of that throughout these shows every single week, man. It's going to be a blast learning more and more about David Roddy. We'll take a short break. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Make sure if you're not in the area, of course, if you're ever out of the area and you're listening to KFKA, you can use the TuneIn app and you can listen anytime. Oh, you know what? We're going to jump out and we'll get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And we're back for the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, Crazy Carl's, man, we were there a couple of weeks ago, I think, right, maybe right before the season. And, dude, aren't you always just blown away by their pizza?
It's great. I mean, the wings, the pizza, the wings, the sports, everything. Literally, it's a great spot to hang out.
I can't believe that I just started going to Crazy Carl's like 5 months ago. I'd never been before. I tried that pizza. My wife and I tried it, and it's a staple now. We're obsessed with it. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, it's great. I mean, it was one of the first places I actually came to, you know, on my visit to CSU. So. They definitely put a good impression, you know, with me, and it definitely stuck with me when I got here.
Well, I know we're going to try to get out and do a show live from there at some point, so that'll be fun. I'll be looking forward to pizza and basketball kind of thing. Looking at the next few games, now you're kind of going to get into more of a regular schedule. You get the Paradise Jam done with, and it was great, but as you mentioned, I mean, so many games every other night, or in some cases every night. Now you kind of settle down where it's a game or two a week looking at it, but the next one up for you guys, it's going to be a Saturday game at noon going up against the UNC Bears, a local matchup. I know a lot of fans in the area are excited about that one.
Yeah, I mean, UNC is a great program. You know, they're on the rise as well. They have a lot of veteran leadership coming back. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a tough matchup. I know a lot of those guys just because, you know, we've scrimmaged them. We've played open gym with them and everything. So, you know, I got to know a ton of guys on the team, so I have a lot of respect for them.
Yeah, and last year, I think you guys were slated to play, and then COVID, and then rescheduled that later in the year. COVID again, so knocking on wood here. But, yeah, I think a lot of people are pumped for this one, so it should be fun. Looking forward to, David, even into next week, because I know we'll get you back on the show on next week. But Little Rock and then St. Mary's next Saturday, December 4th. Boy, that one should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. You know, St. Mary's, again, has a rich program. You know, four, you know, NCAA bursts in the past 10 years, and, you know, they're an amazing program. You know, they handed us a big L last year, so hopefully, you know, we can avenge that. But, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought game with, again, a bunch of veteran leadership and a bunch of great players.
Don't you think that's going to be interesting this year with when we look at basketball? I guess when you looked at football too, but there's going to be a lot of teams that are bringing guys back, of course, because of the COVID year. So you are going to see teams that, you know, veteran leadership. There's going to be a lot of those teams this year on the schedule that just have that kind of cemented within their roster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, St. Mary's is a perfect example. You know, they had a bunch of fifth-year guys last year that can stay for another year. So,
wow.
You know, I just recently just watched Loyola, you know, Chicago just play against Michigan State, and all those guys are in their fifth or sixth year. So, you know, it was a very, very close game. So, you know, and it's great for the game as well, for college basketball and college basketball fans, because, you know, they get to see their favorite player at least, you know, one extra year and see what the team, you know, could do just with one extra year to, you know, try to chase a championship.
Yeah, it'll certainly be interesting to see how that unfolds, how that impacts a lot of these teams throughout the course of the season. You guys are 6-0, as we talked about, Paradise Jam champs. You're the MVP. You and Isaiah Stevens are on the all-tourney team. It was a phenomenal run. Now we're looking forward to you guys settling in with the rest of your non-conference schedule. I believe conference play starts for you guys late December, so that'll be interesting, too, because this conference is crazy. But, dude, it's a blast. It's an absolute honor to follow you guys, to watch you, and to get you on KFKA each and every week for our listeners. It's absolute radio gold, my friend, and we sure appreciate you.
Man, I appreciate it. I mean, I just love it. You know, just being on the show and sharing a lot of insight.
We're going to learn so much from you throughout the course of the season. David, go tear them up, man. We're going to be rooting for you. See if you guys can keep this undefeated stretch rolling through the next couple of games. Some big ones, as you said. And we wish you nothing but the best, my friend. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Go Rams.
All right, go Rams. There's David Roddy. That, of course, wraps up this edition of the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I mean, that's some good insight. Did you hear him? He said when he was a kid, he played basketball. He would laugh. He would be laughing and smiling so much as he'd going up for a layup because he just loved basketball so much. He loves it. I mean, think about that. That would have been a joy to see, wouldn't that? Just a guy that just absolutely embodies what this game is about, and that is David Roddy. All right, that's going to do it for the David Roddy Show. We'll wrap up on the other side. I'll get to my picks for tomorrow. And, of course, my picks for the local side of it as well. I went 4-0 last week. We're trying to keep that rolling. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show now. Thanks again to David Roddy. That was fantastic. What a great show today. Mike Pritchard in the first hour. We got Betting Across America starting at 2 o'clock. You do not want to miss that. There's a lot of action starting tonight. I mean, you got college rolling tonight. And then, of course, the big NFL day. And listen, I'm off tomorrow. Thanksgiving. Hope the Hooligans have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm off Friday, too. So you know what, Michael? We're going to get to the picks this week for this weekend right now. I'll get you the local picks, and then I'll throw out my Thursday night special, even though it's not the typical Thursday night special. Let's go here. Air Force hosting UNLV. That one's interesting to me. Boy, I kind of went back and forth. And the reason it's interesting, because, yes, Air Force is going to win, but are they going to cover? The spread is 18. Air Force doesn't really cover spreads like that, so I'm going to go Air Force wins, obviously, but they don't cover. UNLV covers that one. See you at Utah, 23.5. I'm going to go with Utah to cover. I think they absolutely blow out the Buffs. CSU playing host to Nevada for their final game of the season. I like Nevada to win and to cover -4. Broncos host the Chargers. They are 2.5-point dogs. I like the Broncos to win. I think they're going to get win number 6. I know. I may be out of my mind. How about the NFL? Let's do it quickly. 3 games tomorrow. I've won 2 in a row. I'm feeling hot on this. Bears-Lions. Bears -3. I like the Bears to win and to cover. Raiders-Cowboys. Dallas -7.5. I like the Cowboys to win and cover that. Bills-Saints. Tough. But I like the Saints to win that game. You're welcome. That's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We love you all. We appreciate your support of the show. We'll talk at you on Monday. Good night, Northern Colorado.